Mmm, good. Mmm, good. That's what Campbell's soups are. Mmm, good.
From Hollywood, the Campbell Soup Show, starring Jack Carson. Yes, listen to Jack Carson, Betty Martin and his orchestra, Arthur Treacher, Jack's nephew Tugwell, played by Dave Willock, little 8-year-old Norma Jean Nilsson, Irene Ryan, and yours truly, Del Sharbot. These days, it's quite a trick to serve good meals and still keep within the family budget. That's why lots of women build so many delicious lunches and suppers round steaming bowls of Campbell's soup. And wait till you see the family's smiles whenever you ladle out Campbell's chicken noodle soup. Why, when they catch sight of the glistening broth and catch a whiff of the savory aroma, they'll start to reach for their spoons. Then when they dip in and taste the tender egg noodles and all the good pieces of chicken in that rich chicken broth, good. That's when you'll hear them say, let's have Campbell's chicken noodle soup often. How about it? Now let's look in at 22 North Hollywood Lane, where talking on the phone with his friend Dennis Morgan, we find Jack Carson.
Yes, Dennis. What's that, Dennis? Well, yes, it is true that I have a rooster, and I did name him after you, but I didn't mean it as an insult. It was more of a compliment. You see, you look like the rooster. I mean, the rooster looks like you. No, what I mean is he has blue eyes and wavy feathers. Yes, but the main reason I named him Dennis was because he's so like you in another respect. He has a certain appeal for the opposite sex. You know, the way you have. Yeah. You know how you always try to get the girls up to see your etchings? Well, he's the same way in the barnyard. He's always getting some hen over to show her his scratchings. Yeah, but don't worry about it, Dennis. That isn't what I called you up to tell you. Let me finish what I was telling you before. Yeah. Well, it all started when I decided that this year I wouldn't pay the exorbitant prices they're asking for Christmas trees. You know how expensive they are, Dennis. Yes. Well, Treacher and Tugwell and I were talking about it yesterday.
Uncle Jack, we are going to have a Christmas tree, aren't we?
You bet we are, and it'll be the best one we've ever had, because I'm going out into the woods and cut it down myself.
Oh, gee, that'll be swell. Will it be a real fir tree?
Of course a real one. I'm going to drive upstate and get it. Won't that be wonderful? A real fir tree with snow on the branches.
Well, it'll be better than the one we had last year, a cactus plant with duds sprinkled over it.
Well, it was the best one I could get for 35 cents. They always want a fortune for Christmas trees, and they're bound to be the same this year.
That's right, sir. I priced them yesterday, and the cheapest one was $12.
$12? What kind was it?
What, typical Hollywood tree, sir? With artificial painted branches and decorated with the picture of movie stars?
Oh, yes, I've seen those. And the stars are arranged in the order of their importance?
Yes, sir. Lassie's picture was at the top of the tree.
Lassie was at the top of the tree?
Yes.
Gee, he sure has moved up in a year. Just think of that. $12 and you don't even get a real tree.
Yeah, so that merchant at the corner is very expensive. Even his holly wreaths were $1.50.
I know, and they're no good either.
They aren't?
No. I bought a holly wreath from him last year and I had to take it back. The needles only played 10 records.
Uncle Jack, when you go for the tree, can I go with you?
Well, sure, I was sort of figuring on it. You know, a nice day out in the open air.
Oh, boy, swell. I'll go sharpen up my hunting knife.
Come in.
Hello, Mr. Treacher. Hello, Mr. Carson.
That's little Miss Norma Jean.
Hello, honey.
Well, little one, did you get rid of all those Christmas cards you were selling for the Brownie Scouts?
Almost all of them. I only have to sell one more dozen and I win a scooter.
A scooter?
Yes, and I'll sure be glad to get it, because I get blisters on my feet walking to school.
Well, if you only have one more dozen to sell, I'll take them. After all, we can't have you getting blisters on your little feet. How much are the cards?
$5 a dozen.
Norma Jean, have you ever tried Blue Jay corn plasters? What I mean is, honey, well, $5 for a dozen Christmas cards is pretty expensive. I don't think I could afford them.
But yesterday, before you found how much they cost, I asked you if you'd buy some, and you said yes.
I did?
Uh-huh. Don't you remember? You were standing in the kitchen window. I said, do you want to buy some Christmas cards? And you kept nodding your head.
Oh, yes, yes, I do remember now. But I wasn't saying yes, honey. I was nodding my head because my necktie was caught in the Mixmaster.
Well, I suppose $5 is a lot of money. But you once told me that at Christmas time, it's the spirit that's important. The money doesn't count.
Mr. Carson said that?
You treat you, never mind. Yes, I did say that, Norma Jean, but I was just using a theoretical metaphor.
What does that mean?
Hmm?
What does that mean?
It means you're stuck with a dozen Christmas cards.
That will do, Treacher. Look, honey, you bring the cards over tomorrow and I will buy them.
Oh, thanks, Mr. Carson.
That's perfectly okay. I'm sure Tugwell has got that much in his piggy bank. By the way, we're going to get our Christmas tree this afternoon. We're going out in the woods and chop it down ourselves.
You are?
Mm-hmm. And if your mother will let you go, you can come with us.
Oh, boy. I'll go right home and ask her now. Goodbye.
Goodbye, honey. So that's how it all began, Dennis. It seemed like a little harmless trip into the woods to get a Christmas tree. But a lot of things developed later. Before we left on the trip, I stopped in to see Miss Ryan at her bookstore. I thought she might like to go along.
Oh, hello, Mr. Carson.
Well, hello, Miss Ryan. And how are you on this brisk December afternoon?
Oh, I guess I'm about as well as could be expected.
So that's what I thought. So I had the idea that maybe getting out in the open air might help you. You see, I'm going up in the woods.
I just seem to feel bad all the time.
Uh-huh.
And lately I've had a brand new symptom.
Oh, that's good. I mean, I was getting tired of the old ones.
Well, this began about a week ago. It was a ringing in my ear.
I see.
Just ring, ring, ring all the time. Ring, ring, ding, dong, ding, dong, yeah. Ding, ring, dong,
yes, yes,
dong,
yes,
ding,
yes,
ring.
But you see, I
went to two doctors. They couldn't do a thing for me, but I finally got it stopped all by myself. Do you know what that was causing all that ringing in my ears?
Neuralgia?
No, it was a good humor man next door practicing his homework.
I see. Well, Miss Ryan, I was going up over the state border to get a Christmas tree, and I thought...
Of course, I still have those same old pains I always have.
Yes. Well, I was going up over the border to
get... Traveling pains, shooting pains, jabbing pains.
Yes, well, I was going up over the border...
And another thing...
If I could only get over that border, I'd be all right.
Mr. Carson, did you say you were going up in the woods to get a Christmas tree?
You mean way back there before all the pains started? Yes, that's what I said.
Oh, I just love the outdoors. When I was younger, I used to belong to the Campfire Girls.
Mm-hmm.
I just love trees. I remember they elected me Miss Redwood of 1910. Or was it Deadwood?
It really doesn't matter, Miss Ryan. I only wanted to ask you if you'd like to go with us.
Oh, it sounds thrilling. And it would give me a chance to wear my new sweater. I've never worn one before. Mr. Carson, how do you think I look in a sweater?
Aren't you swinging after the ball went by? But a day out in the open will do you a world of good, Miss Ryan.
Oh, goodness, I just happened to think... I can't go.
You can't?
No. The last time I spent a day outdoors, it made my skin very rough.
Oh, I don't think that a day...
The doctor diagnosed it as dishpan face.
Yes, but that's nothing serious, Miss Ryan. You could probably cure it with the Palmolive 14-day treatment.
No. The doctor said in my case it would have to be a 5-year plan.
Well, I'm sorry you don't feel up to making the trip, but... Maybe some other time. I've got to go now. So long.
Goodbye. I hope you find a nice Christmas tree.
I guess we're about ready to go, Treacher. Go out and get the car out of the garage.
Yes.
Now, let's see. I want to take along a piece of rope to tie up the branches with. And then... Come in.
Hiya, Jack.
Oh, hello, Dal. Say, I'm sorry I haven't got time to talk to you. I'm leaving on a trip up to the woods.
Well, I just stopped in to tell you that I saw the Jolson story last night, and I brought over some of the songs that Larry Park sings in it.
Oh, that's very nice, Dell, but I'm leaving on a trip.
Well, don't you want to see the songs?
Well, no, Dell, I'm in a hurry.
Well, I just wanted to say that Larry Parks does a fine impersonation of Al Jolson, but, you know, I think that you could have done it much better.
Well, I'm in a... You do?
Yes. Yes, I do, Jack. As a matter of fact, I've always thought that you give the best imitation of Jolson I've ever heard. Oh, but then you're in a hurry now, and...
Who? Who's in a hurry? You mean an imitation of Jolson like this? No, April showers may come your way. They bring those tiny little flowers that come in May.
That's the idea,
Dell,
Jack.
Don't interrupt. That's... I like that part in there. Those tiny little flowers. Tiny little flowers.
Here, Jack.
Oh, those flowers.
Jack, I wrote down some of the big songs from the picture. It's sort of a medley. You can take it from the top.
Well, okay, but I certainly hate to show Larry Parks up like this. Mammy, my little mammy, the sun shines east, sun shines west, but I like Campbell's chicken noodle best. Huh? Wait a minute. Wait a minute. How did chicken noodle get in there?
Well, I changed the words slightly.
Dell, how could you do this to me? I was singing my heart out. I was even down on one knee.
Yeah, but this is for the Campbell Soup people.
Oh. Maybe I better get down on both knees. Chicken noodle made the Campbells all the time away. Ah, with fine plump chickens and good old-fashioned noodles, I say, my letter. Dell, it's no use. I can't go through with it. I just don't feel it.
All right, Jack. If you don't want to do it, it's okay with me.
Hmm?
Jack, if you don't want to cooperate, I can always get Larry Parks to do it. Because anytime there's Campbell's chicken noodle soup on the table, just about anybody comes running.
Larry Parks?
Yes. And who knows, the Campbell people might like him better than they do you. Well, what do you say?
Though April showers may come your way, those tiny little flowers.
Okay, Jack.
Not tiny little flowers.
That's enough, Jack.
Oh, tiny little flowers.
Jack. Now, Jack, here's the big finale of the picture. California, here I come.
Oh, tiny okay, hit it. Chicken noodle, here I come. Tell that Rosa to save me some. With noodles, of noodles, the old-fashioned kind. And plenty of chicken, it's delicious, served in dishes. And your lips, you will be licking. Love those noodles, love that chicken. Love those tiny
Jack.
Little flowers.
Jack!
Love those tiny little noodles!
Jack! Say, you don't have to overdo it.
Yeah, but I'm doing this for my mammy. My good old mammy. Campbell's soup. You can bet I won't be late, 'cause there's chicken noodle in my plate. And that's why I can't hardly wait. A chicken noodle, here I come. And I mean Campbell's chicken noodle, here I come.
Here's Fred Martin's famous arrangement of the Tchaikovsky Piano Concerto in B-flat minor, featuring Murray Arnold. Thank you. back to Jack Carton, who is still talking on the phone to his friend Dennis Morgan.
Oh, by the way, Dennis, before I go any farther with my story, you are going to be in my radio show next week, aren't you? You will? Oh, that's swell. Now, let's see. Where was I in my story? Oh, it won't take much longer, Dennis. Well, yes, I know, but can't you talk while you're putting the curlers in your hair? Well, okay, here's what happened. We got in the car and started out for the northern part of the state. We had been on the road for about an hour. Treacher, watch how you're driving. Remember, we have Norma Jean with us.
I'm doing my best, sir.
Well, look where you're going. Don't you know what the white line down the center of the highway means?
The white line?
Yes, yes, I explained it to you. It's painted there for the benefit of women drivers. They put one wheel on one side and one wheel on the other, and that keeps them in the middle of the road.
I understand, sir, but what if I should meet one of these women drivers coming towards me?
Well, don't worry. She'll signal to you with her left hand.
What do I do then?
Just drive into any farmer's yard and hide behind the barn.
Mr. Carson, how much farther are we going?
Oh, it's quite a ways yet, honey.
Well, gee, we'd have been there long ago if we weren't driving so slow.
Well, don't worry, Tugwell. We'll get there all right.
Yeah, but why don't we keep going straight ahead? Three times you made Treacher stop and back the car up half a mile.
Well, I don't like to miss the last line on those Burma Shave signs. Treacher, look. Turn right off here in this dirt road.
Well, Uncle Jack, are you sure you know where we're going?
Tugwell, if there's one thing I do know, it's how to read a map. I've certainly been following this one the man in the service station gave me. Here, look, here. Right now, we're going along this road right here.
Uh-huh.
It's a funny thing, though. The road we're on is crooked, and the one on the map is straight.
Well, no wonder it's straight. For the last 5 miles, we've been following a crease in the paper.
Now, how could I have made that mistake? Well, don't worry. I know we're headed in the right direction. Another 15 minutes, and we ought to be in the tall timber.
Gee, Mr. Carson, since we left the car, we've been walking and walking. I haven't seen any tall timber yet.
Well, these bushes and plants are on the lower slopes. The trees are up a little higher. That's where they grow the tiny little flowers. You see, I've made quite a study of forests.
All I hope is that we don't get lost.
Oh, Treacher, that's impossible with me here. I know the old pioneer method of locating your position. You're just looking for some moss. You see, moss grows, always grows, on the north side of a, Indian.
Oh, brother, some woodsman. I bet you wouldn't even know what to do if you came face to face with a skunk.
Tugwell, if I meet a skunk, that's the way I want to meet him, face to face. Now, you'll notice, as we go deeper, the foliage gets thicker. That's due to the higher altitude.
Yes, my teacher was telling us about it in school. What kind of trees grow around here?
What kind?
Yes, there's lots of different kinds.
Mm-hmm.
There's the shagbark sycamore, the hickory grain balsam, the paper birch, and the large cone hemlock.
The large cone hemlock.
Can you tell one from the other?
Yeah, sure, but I thought I'd wait until I got there.
Yes, yes. Then he can ask a woodpecker.
Well, if we want a tree for Christmas, we ought to get a pine or a fir.
That's exactly what I thought.
Do you know the difference between a pine and a fir?
Well, certainly everybody knows that, honey. A pine tree has pine on it, and a fir tree has fur on it.
I never saw a tree with fur on it.
Oh, yes, yes. They grow right next to those moss-covered Indians.
Will do, Treacher. Now, here we are in a little clearing. Let's all sit down and take a little rest before we go any farther. Norma Jean, sit down over here in this rock by me, huh?
All right. Mr. Carson,
mm-hmm.
You never did finish telling me about the time you were a lumberjack in Milwaukee.
I thought we were going to have a rest.
Please, Treacher, where was I, honey?
Well, you were the greatest lumberjack in all Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
And you were way up trimming the top off the tallest tree in the world.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
And you had to work awfully fast because ice was forming on your eyeballs.
Yes, that certainly was a tall tree.
Yes, but my mother says it's impossible for a tree to grow 15,000 feet high.
Well, I know it was high because I met two squirrels up there and their noses were bleeding.
Mr. Carson, may I ask what you were doing in the top of a 15,000-foot tree in Wisconsin?
That's the seat they sold me for the Rose Bowl game, and let's not hear any more about it. Come on, let's get underway again. We'll soon have a lovely Christmas tree.
Uncle Jack, it seems to me like we've been going around in circles. Are you sure we're not lost?
Well, of course we're not. I've been leading the way, haven't I?
Well, that's what I mean. You said we've been going south, and my pocket compass says we've been going north.
Listen, when you've been a woodsman as long as I have, you don't need any compass. All I have to do is take a bearing on the sun, and I know where I am.
Well, sir, where are you?
Preacher, this is California. First, I have to find out where the sun is.
Well, Uncle Jack, I'm getting tired of walking.
Well, Tugwell, we're all tired. That's why I'm carrying Norma Jean piggyback.
Yes, I wish you hadn't done that, sir.
Why? Norma Jean isn't very heavy. I don't even notice her weight.
Maybe not, but don't forget, I'm carrying you piggyback.
Well, you can put me down now. This looks like a good spot. There are lots of trees around here.
Yeah, come on, let's cut one down and get out of here. It's dark already.
Okay, hand me the axe and I'll select one. Ah, gee, here's a dandy tree. This will look great with ornaments on it.
Well, call me when you get it chopped down, Uncle Jack.
Call you? Well, this won't take any time at all. Back in Wisconsin, I learned a trick from the lumberjacks. Watch. I'll have this tree down in three strokes of the axe.
This I gotta see.
Stand back, everybody. Three good whacks and down it'll come.
Did it, Uncle Jack. You're almost through the bark.
I'm gonna chop this tree down if it takes me all night. Well, I finally got it down, didn't I?
Yes, sir. Now all you have to do is to get it back up again.
Yeah. But in all this fog, how did I know it was a telephone pole? I don't know why they'd put a pole way out here in the woods anyway.
Here's a wonderful tree over here, Mr. Carson. It's not so big, but it's pretty.
Oh, say, that is a beauty, isn't it, honey? I can cut this one down easy. Look out, everybody!
Timber!
Boy, that tree is sure going to look great in our front room. Preacher, you get hold of the front and I'll take the back.
Hey, just a minute. What's going on here?
What do you mean, what's going on? Who are you?
I happen to be a state forest ranger and I want to know who cut down this tree.
Now, listen, mister. I'm a taxpayer and I happen to know that these trees are free up here in Northern California.
Buddy, you are not in Northern California. This is Upper Griffith Park.
It is? Now, how did that happen?
Well, that's not hard to explain, Uncle Jack. We came here in the afternoon, and you wouldn't recognize Griffith Park in the daytime.
Please stay out of this, Tugwell. Look, mister, I'm sorry if we cut down a tree that we shouldn't.
You're
have.
Sorry. Do you realize which tree you've cut down? This tree was donated to the park by Luther Burbank. It's the only genuine Andalusian kumquat tree in existence.
It is? Gee, there must be something I can do.
This tree is absolutely irreplaceable.
Well, there must be something I can do.
You'll have to pay for this. You'll pay a fine of at least $2,000.
There must be something else I can do.
I still want to know who chopped the tree down. This is an act of vandalism. Why, it's the work of a brainless idiot.
You may as well confess, sir. He's got you dead to rights.
All right. All right, officer, I did it. But you can't arrest me for something I didn't mean to do.
Oh, can't I?
No. Do you happen to know who I am?
I don't care who you are. This is a criminal offense punishable by law, and you're...
Now, wait a minute.
You wait a minute.
Look, I have my rights, and if you think you can put anything over on me... Yeah, that's what happened, Dennis. What's that? Oh, no, I didn't let him bluff me just because he was a policeman. I told him plenty, and when I got through talking, he knew what was what. Yeah. Well, why don't you come over here, Dennis? I'd like to talk about your being on the show next week. Oh, and by the way, Dennis, when you come over, bring some sandwiches, will you? The food here in the jail isn't very good.
Jack Carson will be back in just a moment. There are two ways to enjoy real old-fashioned chicken noodle soup. You can get a big, plump chicken, simmer it patiently for 3, maybe 4 hours, then add noodles and seasoning and serve. Or you can say to your grocer, I want Campbell's chicken noodle soup. Yes, sirree, for Campbell's is the real old-fashioned kind of chicken noodle. Simmered long and slowly from plenty of fine, plump chickens, simmered till every drop of glistening broth is filled with rich chicken taste. The egg noodles are the good old-fashioned kind, too, golden yellow and tender, steeped in the rich chicken broth. Mmm, good. You bet, just the sort of dish round which to build supper tomorrow. So what do you say? Want to set the family down come supper time to Campbell's chicken noodle soup?
Mmm, good. That's what Campbell's soups are. Mmm, good.
That's all for now, ladies and gentlemen, but we'll all be back next Wednesday at the same time, and as a special added attraction, my friend Dennis Morgan, the Warner Brothers star, not the rooster, will be our guest. So try and join us, will you? Good night.
This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.